You know, Carl, I live in a small rural area in a mountainous region.
Yes.
It's a very small post office. I would say the population of the little community that that I live in is probably not much more than 700.
Okay.
I went into the post office the other day, and I had forgotten my keys for the post office box. I live too close to the post office. I live within a mile, so I don't get rural deliveries. They used to say RD1, RD2
yes,
many
correct.
Years
that's
ago.
That's correct, yes.
All right. We don't have that where I live. I went in, and there was a notice on the wall. It said, due to curtailed hours of this post office and others, you may no longer ask the post person who's behind the counter to get your mail from the mailbox. You must have your key, or you can buy a key, a new key. Well, and the buying a new key wasn't on that notice, but that's what I was told by the post person behind the counter. He said, you don't have your key. I'm not allowed to do this anymore, but you can buy a new key. I said, for what, $35 to get my mail? I mean, I am offended by the rules and regulations that our government organizations put into effect without any thought.
Oh, they've been doing that in the post office
for
years.
The way I figure it, there must be retired congressmen running the post office these days.
Although, here we go again. This may sound funny, but my entire family worked in the post office. This is true.
Really?
Uncles, father, brother. Uh-huh. Yes.
Well, then you do have a stake in this.
Oh, I do. And I really do believe in the system called the U.S. Post Office. Because I believe it is one of those institutions that is in the public trust. I really do. And I believe in the public trust, not only as a statement, but something to believe in. Because it is part of the American system in terms of the importance of mail. Not only just today when you can get a lot of your bills and mail through the internet or electronically, but that human identification with something you could put your hands on. I believe in that. However, today, you're absolutely correct. I don't know who's running the post office. I don't know where some of these poor people came from, and I say that in the broadest context. They just don't get it. And service has gone right out the window.
Well, yeah, I said to this post person at the time, I said, you know, this is a small community. There are only about 700 of us that live here, and some of them get mail delivery. Many of us do not. I think we only have maybe 120, 130 boxes that live close enough that they couldn't get delivery.
Correct.
And I said, you know, I know you by name. You know me by name. Why would you do this? I was just flabbergasted. I said, I'm offended that my government has allowed this to happen.
Yes. And I don't think they realize the importance of going to the mailbox. It may seem in today's world trite. I don't believe it is. Going to the mailbox is a sense of community, a sense that someone's hands actually put that in there, in your case, into your mailbox. And there was it used to be, in the post offices used to be in the general stores.
Correct.
That's where they were.
Right. Yep.
And now, by the way, many of the far-reaching areas of the South and the West, they are no longer post office workers. They're contracted deliverers who deliver that mail. But the importance of it cannot be overstated.
Well, you know, I think it's a cost-cutting measure on the part of the post office. What they've done is to curtail the hours of these very small post offices.
Yes, they have.
And what it does is it cuts the salary of the postmaster and any worker that may be in there.
Correct.
Because they're paid by the hour. I couldn't believe that. I thought a postmaster was salaried. But that's not necessarily true.
When you first enter the post office, this may have changed. You are a what they call a sub or a substitute, a sub worker, and you're an hourly worker. You work by the hour. You can get a lot of overtime and make quite a bit of money, and they used to in the days that I worked as a when I was going to school. My brother, my cousins, my father, everyone did.
So you were in the post office.
I worked in the post office.
As what?
I was a sub doing what they call hand delivery in the post office from what they call...
Hand delivery, I mean, to mailboxes?
Hand delivery, which meant big packages, fragile packages to go to the certain outpoint or to a box. My job was to make sure they got there before the post office was officially opened at 7:30, then 7:30 in the morning. That was my job. And I did it hopefully well, but it was a different world then. It was a different post office then. There wasn't the internet. The mail was the way bills were sent.
But was it unionized documents. At that time?
No, it was not.
Okay. Maybe that is an issue to discuss.
Could very well be, but I think it's important because the post office affects everyone in the United States.
Absolutely.
All of our listeners now are affected by what that mailman, that mail person does.
What is the slogan from the time I was a little kid was neither rain nor sleet nor snow nor gloom of night will stay these couriers from their appointed round.
And that gave it a humanity.
Yeah, it did.
It gave it a humanity, and we've lost that sense of humanity, and I believe the technical aspects of it have taken that away.
Well, I'm sure the internet and email have taken away a lot of revenue from the United States Post Office.
And now they're in that game by, of course, you don't have to leave your desk anymore. You can get the stamp, the labels printed now if you get the package and you get the various software programming, and that's official, and it builds to your credit card.
Sure.
And you're off and running at the game.
And there are a number of congressmen out there who would like to require a postage fee for every single email that we send.
Amazing. But you know, they're forgetting the sense of importance that the post office brings. It's almost like it is the skeleton structure of the human whole. It bound us many years together. The great Western tales of the Pony Express.
Mm-hmm.
It was because the mail had to get to these people. That was the connecting bond with the rest of the country, you see. And its importance cannot be overstated. We overlook it because it was always there. But getting a Christmas card, as an example, my little one, for her to get a, not through the internet, because she's on the little tablets, you know, the mm-hmm. little kids have these little tablets, and they started coming last year. But to get her she gets a Christmas card in the mail, it's a bonding thing. There's something more humane about it.
I think when children finally learn how to read and they can recognize their own name on the front of an envelope,
yes,
that's a powerful piece of connection.
That's correct. And someone else did that for them. You see, it connects them with the community at large, the bigger community. And I explained to her, look at where, because when Grandma, who lives in Florida, sends up, Mama, let me get that right, it's Mama, when she sends something up, I said, look at all the places it's been with the stamps on it and so on. She sends a package, whatever it may be. Look at how many hands have had this, and now you have it. She's amazed by that. She's only eight years old. She's amazed by the humanity of it, the structure of it. I hope we never lose that.
I don't think that she understands that kind of gestalt,
but she understands that a lot of people have touched her package.
Right.
A lot of people have had their hands on it before she got it. And she said, all those people? I said, yes, all those people, because I was explaining to her through my experience in the post office how it goes to the general, how it gets sorted out to the transfer stations and so on. And all these people touch your little package before you get it. So everyone has helped ship that package from Florida all the way to you so that you get it. And it comes right to you. She found that fascinating. And she asked me a lot of questions about it.
Did she kind of reciprocate, though, in a sense that she wanted to write and send a letter to someone?
She does it all the time anyway.
Oh, she does.
Oh, she loves doing that. Oh, well,
I think your child is unusual.
Well,
I mean, I know a number of small kids from friends who still have young children.
Right.
They can hardly get their child to write a thank you note for some great gift.
Really? Oh, my little one, she'll sit down and jot you a note in a heartbeat and be delighted to make sure I get it to the post office. Oh, she loves going to the post and dropping it in the box herself.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
You see, that's important. That's the connection she saw. I can do this, then someone's going to get this. She says, maybe one of these days their hand will come out of that little box and touch me. That's what she said. I said, well, maybe someday they will. What else could I say?
You know, who knows? I mean, who was it? Was Ben Franklin our first Postmaster General?
I believe so.
I think he was.
Yes.
And it's funny. In those days, to send a letter to the far reaches of what America was at that time. It cost about $2 or $3.
Correct.
We're approaching that again, aren't we?
It's like the price of gas. We always thought it was expensive. Did we learn? When you go to Europe, it's $6 a gallon.
Oh, I don't know when, but when you were a kid, for me to mail a letter or get a letter, it had a 3-cent stamp on it.
Yes.
3 cents.
That
lasted for the longest period of time.
Yes, it did.
And then it continually went up and up and up. And now, what is it, 45?
45 or 50 cents, yeah. Yes. Well, we, you and I have a trip to light fantastic, as it were, as we rip down memory lane.
Here, I'm going to write you a note now and hand it to you. There's going to be no postage on it. Okay, are you ready for it?
Coming.
It says, Dear Carl.
And on that note, we're back.
America, weekend.
Don't complain about your cable bill going up and up and up. Do something about it. Grab a pencil and jot down this special number.
Call 888-679-MY-TV.
The more cable TV rates go up, the better digital satellite TV looks. So cancel the cable and get more of your favorite channels in 100% digital quality for less money.
Call 888-679-MY-TV.
Right now, to sign up for packages starting as low as $24.99, and there's no equipment to buy. You get free HD TV upgrade, a free DVR upgrade, and free professional installation. You control what you watch, when you watch it. Record your favorite shows. Pause and rewind live TV. Even skip the commercials. Watch local channels too. At just $24.99, what are you waiting for? Pull out your major credit or debit card.
Call 888-679-MY-TV. That's 888-679-MY-TV.
Cancel the cable, cut costs, and get more.
Call now, 888-679-MY-TV. That's 888-679-MY-TV.